Hello, hello, and welcome to Textures for Good podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to highlighting the stories of women leaders who are using technology to tackle some of the biggest challenges facing our planet today. Through this podcast, our goal is to showcase the terrific work and inspire other women to follow in their footsteps. My name is Saurabh, and I will be your host for this journey. So, let us begin. Hello and welcome to a very special segment of Textures for Good in collaboration with Asia Berlin. It is a platform that brings together communities within the startup ecosystems across Asia and Berlin, and Impactor Berlin, a collective for enabling social entrepreneurs and changemakers who are working towards creating positive impact. We are joined by three remarkable guests from Impactor Berlin community. We will hear about their unique perspectives on Berlin startup ecosystem and learn about their inspiring journeys as women leaders and founders who are working towards creating a positive impact. I would like to introduce you to Mitra Nikpe. Please excuse me if I mispronounce your name. Let me give you a very brief intro about her. She's an environmental scientist and she has several years of experience as a consultant engineer. And to talk more about her invention, her patent technology, I would like to hand it over to Mitra. So Mitra, please welcome. If you can introduce yourself and the kind of work that you're doing.
Thank you very much, Saurabh, for having me in your podcast. Yeah, I have a background as a scientist. I work in the area of water and wastewater for many years. In general, I work in the area related to the environmental pollution. Sometimes I had to change to the waste management or air pollution. But at the end, when I actually started this topic of the microplastic, I just found that all this knowledge I gathered through environmental studies during my in previous works as a consultant engineer or as a employee in the water and wastewater company, know how are helpful to help me to understand the phenomenon and problem of the microplastic. That's why I pursue to find the problem, and I thought that I am the person that I can solve it. And this is why I was so keen to find a solution for this problem.
So what we would like to know from you is, you've been born and brought up in Iran, you've completed your studies in Iran, and then you've come over here to Europe, is it right?
That's true, yes. I finished my bachelor's degree in the University of Iran. And afterward, I work as an employee in the technical office of water and wastewater company. My task was design of the water network. And later, I had the task to start the lab actually for the water and wastewater company. So I start the lab and I become the actually a person as a manager for the whole province to control the quality of the water. So I had to cover another 30 cities in some about 500,000 people was under control of the quality of water was under my control. And I had to train them and I actually make a class for training of the manager in the other cities or teach them how to calculate, how to do, how to things. And it was before that there was no even a laboratory to check the quality of the water. And so it was a huge task. I learned a lot and I feel completely responsible for that. But at the same time, I felt that I need to know more and this is not for me. So I leave that place and become a consultant engineer. So in Iran, you have to get the grade to become a consultant engineer. And the grade is really very difficult to get that. So I was between the six other women in Iran that I got this grade and become a consultant engineer. And I started a company and I got about five large projects in Iran. And finished them successfully. And so after a while, again, I felt I am still need to know more. So I check for another program to continue my education. And I found this program in German in Dresden. And I started my master's degree in the hydro science and engineering. And afterward, the day after I finished my master, I started my PhD, just one day rest I had. And so continue for the next 5 years to become a PhD student. And afterward, I continued for the postdoc in the Helmholtz Zentrum. And maybe there is a nice story, or for me is a very ethical story behind this microplastic invention. Because when I was in a seminar, I met a friend that is was oncologist, and he told me very bad things about microplastics. And he told me, if you have access to the network and you can do something about that, don't be static and just do something, because it's really necessary to something do about that. And talk was really impact me in that time. And I came back and I tried to decide my normal duty that I should do. I had to find a way to see if there is a possible to separate microplastic from the from the water. And afterward, to be honest, after some month, we really succeed to do that. And we find the first patent, and the first patent is a phenomenon. So to be honest, the phenomenon was unknown to human. The adsorption of microplastic to the magnetic field in the water was unknown to the human. And
May I interrupt you for a second, just to make it easier for our audience, because they must be coming from a very wide background. So could you explain what are microplastics, and what is the impact of microplastics on the environment, one, and second, on the human health?
So microplastic, in fact, are the small particles of the polymer or plastic with the size less than 5 millimeter. This small plastic comes from two sources. One, the source is man-made. For example, we make microplastic for adding to the shampoos or to the healthcare products. So this is called the primary source of microplastic. And the second part of the microplastic are the part is become microplastic after impact on the environment. For example, both after impact by the mechanical friction or by the sun and UV light, and they are degraded and they become smaller one and become micro-sized and distributed in the environment. So for example, a big button of the water through a vein somewhere in the environment, and after, for example, some months stay in the environment, after mechanical vibration, attraction by the sounds, by the air, by the wind, by the UV light, and then they start to degradation and become the small particles. So this is a whole concept that scientists after I can say after several years recently, they reached to an agreement that they have this definition for the microplastic. Because first microplastic definition as a microplastic impact is not very correct, because we have a millimeter size, we have a micro size, we also have a nano size. Therefore, the micro is not the only size we have it as a microplastic, but it become a word for this small particles. And so we call it microplastic. if I start to what is when I started the plastic problem, is I start in 1950 when we have actually industrial production of the plastic and start from 1.5 million tons in 1950 and start to increase the production in the upcoming years. And now in 2020, we have about 367 million tons. So it is now a huge problem. The production is too high. And therefore, we should see about other options to how to control it, like recycling, like reuse, other problems like landfilling or discarding anyway to not be harmful for us. So I can say that so far there was not too much information about how harmful are these plastics for us. I just recently added, I sometimes get time, I will write some short articles for the public in a way that they can understand better the microplastic problem. For example, I do remember we had some sort of plastic container and we put it into the microwave to heat our food. But now it is clear that there is a problem with that. So we have to change our behavior or custom or I don't know, the way our life and change it to, for example, glass. These are things that coming up from the science and now we know better to what we are facing, which material we are facing. Because the plastic during the production, there are some additives, they will add to them, they are toxic, and some of them are toxic. Of course, they are not all controlled on this process of production of the plastic, but still there are some additives, and they are leaching out from the plastic during when they are getting born or during the mechanical problems. They have, for example, scratching things, like you are in your kitchen, you have some stool from plastic, maybe you use it. And so you have to think about twice, check it if there is a scratch on it or it has some problem with the surface, then you should change it with something else because they are separating during use and will add to your food. Now they found scientists that we are eating about 5 gram microplastic in a week, which is equal to one business car. So that's a very concerning, and there are still too many things that should be interpreted in a way that all the people knows about that. So I put a part of my daily work to write something to the language of the public. They know that, for example, many factory, in fact, I saw one factory that was related to the beverage and food, they appreciate me very much because the article I told them, I wrote them that you shouldn't put the things like water in the sunlight or beverage or everything that or drinks in the sunlight. So this start leaching this material to your food and water. And so they didn't know, and they were very happy to know that. So there are still many things people know, and we try to translate from a difficult scientific papers to a common public statements that all the people can use it and understand better.
No, absolutely. And these are some like amazing facts that you've shared with us that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you said 5 grams of plastic per week is that's what we are consuming, which is equivalent of like a visiting card, right? Yes, that's crazy true. when you think about that, it's insane because we don't realize all that. And just to share a very trivial fact with all of our audience over here, correct me if I'm wrong, I read somewhere that microplastics have reached the highest point on Earth, which is Mount Everest, and to the deepest part of our oceans, which is Mariana Trench. So I mean, that is the impact of the human activities that we have. Tell me, how has your experience been so far in this space? And I know, as a matter of fact, that you are a part of Impact Hub Berlin community, who is one of our partners. How's your experience been so far? Because now you're interacting with the community. Have you been able to find someone to collaborate with? Or because I know, as a matter of fact, that you are planning to form your own startup, right? So what are the challenges that you're facing coming from Iran and studied over here in Germany, in Dresden, and coming to the biggest startup hub of Europe, which is Berlin? How has your experience been? And what is the how is your interaction with the community?
Yeah, I think I chose Berlin because really the international city and very supportive, to my opinion. I feel more comfortable in Berlin. And so I really like to know and communicate more. And I thought that then that might be a more opportunity for me in Berlin compared with them and Dresden. So I am so far working online with the Impact Hub Berlin. And I had a contact with different people, and we talked to about this topic, which I found even different aspect as a different market for this product of separation of microplastic. I didn't know already. And after talking with the other people in the Impact Hub Berlin, and of course, I am just the 1 month started to be communicate with this community, but I feel very good. I feel supportive. I get more I expected. And so see what's happening, because actually the reason for me that I joined this community to find a founder, a sponsor, and to continue research on this topic. And we will see. We're looking forward to see the right people and right companies or right institute that like to work in this topic. And I am very open-minded and willing to work with others and see what's happened.
Yeah, wishing you all the best, ma'am. I think you've started at the right point wherein, you know, even I have, whenever I interact with the like-minded community such as Impact Hub Berlin, whenever you're starting a conversation, you know people are already there, right? So it becomes easier. There's no friction to the conversation. And that's how you end up finding that safe space to talk about your innovation, talk about your way of contributing towards SDGs. To talk more about your experience, we have talked a lot about your experience as a scientist who's working on this amazing technology of separating microplastics from water and wastewater. We have also talked about your experience as an expat who was living in Dresden and has shifted over here. I would like to touch upon the topic of you as a woman who has studied in Iran and has come to Europe. And tell me, what were the differences that you felt in Iran? Because you also said that, you know, you were a part of, you were shortlisted by, I think, around 5 women, and you were one of them. So how hard is it, or how easy it is, or what are the challenges that you face over there, if you are open to discussing about that?
I think it's not a problem to talk about that, because as a scientist, and as I studied in Iran, and then I work in the technical office, a place that already men are working more. It's very technical. It's very specific, because when you design something and will implement it in the area, that it's too much money behind that. So that would be a concept of trust. And so they trusted me very well. And I am really appreciative of my colleague there. And in fact, also the other people in the governmental part really gave me an area to work. And I had a 5 project with the government. And they didn't, and all the project, I was the project manager. So they didn't, they really think that I am a woman, I can't. And even I can say they really like my work, and they really like the responsibility I have to bring the quality of my work very high. And I was so sensitive about everything to be checked, because it was so passionate for me. When the money comes behind the project, that project should be perfect. And I will check up, and I, based on the whatever standard I had around my hand, and I had access to the data and information, I tried to not use anything to become this project the best, to reach to the best of the project already done. So I think it was quite a good experience. I don't feel something negative about that. I think the people, the community that are that you are interacting with them, they are very open-minded in you, and they are more educated. They are no feeling that the woman are a problem in the project or something like that. They never think about that. But in fact, I saw something negative here in Germany.
Seriously, I would love to hear about that. Yeah. Yeah,
I saw that they don't take me seriously. So maybe because they don't know my background, they don't familiar with my experience, because I did a real project, big project in my country, and they was not very supportive so far. And not bring it to the very public, but just few people I was, in fact, interact with them were not very supportive. And so the project stayed in the condition that it's not to be, because this is a world-changing project and should be not in this place, but it should be in a higher step now. It should be a scale up. It should be now in a very good situation, but unfortunately, I didn't reach that support from the men in Germany, because the people I worked with are men. And so I was a little bit disappointed, because I thought that here they should see more of the support of the woman. But to be honest, I didn't see that. Until someone changed my mind, still I stayed with my word. I didn't see that support. And I was really disappointed, because as a person that I know myself, I was so responsible to my work. I bring the solution with the very high efficiency of separation of microplastic. Still, I don't know what is the problem and why I have not received the support that deserve this project. So I try to reach it up to maybe other countries. If I don't receive from Germany, not the Germany, in a fact, the people I interact with them, they were not supportive. So hopefully I can see the supportive people work in my next steps, and they are truly understood the value of the project and try to make it happen and let the people use it. And I was talking with one of the colleagues in their LinkedIn, and I told them this is a new phenomenon. I have no problem if they found it something for the medical purpose. And then I am very willing to share my science and study with them. So there are too many areas that they might work in this patent, but so far I see not that support. So, but I am not disappointed. I am going forward. I just joined the Impact Ball, and I felt they are a different people. I felt that they are care really, and they some time to time asking about me, what are you doing, and bring me to the activities and introduce me to the people. I felt completely different area, different space, working space, and I really like that. And I hope that can reach something positive for the on microplastic with this project.
It's really disheartening. At the same time, it's good to know that you have found a safe space where you can you have the support of the community like Impact Hub Berlin. This is not a new story, Mitra. You are not the first person. I'm pretty sure you have such an amazing talent. You have such amazing credentials, right? But this is a story that we hear over and over and over again. But I just hope and pray that you find the support of the community that you are interacting with now. And I wish you all the very best with it's amazing. You have a patent under your name, right? If I'm not wrong, this is your patent technology. And which is, if I'm not wrong, it removes 99% of microplastics from water and wastewater. I don't know. It's just disheartening to hear such stories. And I think that's the reason why we want to share stories of superwomen like you, who is doing amazing job in their own country, and they've proven their mettle through their work, but then they're not taken seriously because of XYZ reasons. So thank you so much for sharing those stories, Mitra. I just hope and pray that by incorporating your own startup enables you to a different level where if no one is supporting you, you can just go ahead and start your own thing. I think that's the power of entrepreneurship, and that's why I'm all in for this topic. So thank you so much again for sharing your stories, and I wish you all the very best. And so is there anything else you would like to share with our audience or anyone else who you think will be helpful in supporting your journey?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And let me know. So I am honestly answering your question. I hope I don't harm any feeling for my colleagues in Germany. But it was just general thought that the people I bought to them, and maybe they were not very match with, just like a group, you cannot join to any group. And so I hope I see better view in the future, and I hope I can scale up this project and become a technology that everyone in any country uses. And that was my vision. And I hope we can get rid of this microplastic very soon in the future.
I hope the same. And thank you. Thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough for sharing your story and the amazing work that you keep it up, and just don't lose hope. That's what I would say.
Thank you so much.
So that's a wrap for this episode, guys. We hope you enjoyed learning about Ashira's work and how she's using technology to create impact. Don't forget to follow us on our social to stay updated on our new episodes and similar inspiring stories. If you liked what you heard, then please help others to find the show by leaving a 5-star rating or a review wherever you get your podcast. Your support means a world to us and helps us in bringing the success stories of these kick-ass women changemakers especially to you. So, thank you so much for listening in, and we will see you next time on Tech Shares for Good. Peace out.